Okay, let me come back. Just like you on this call, I'm gonna.
Okay. The Gemara discusses what's the halacha by suffik as follows: is machlokas amorah. Lazar says you can't. I should say that. Lazar says eino chozer as follow, which might mean you can't, and might mean you may not. I mean, might mean you need not, and that's because tefillah is a suffik derabbanan. Agav. Isn't this a kasha for the Rambam that tefillos del Raisa? So the truth is, well, so the answer is, oh, Vada, you made some type of tefillah already. But if you remember, the Ramban himself actually asks on this from the Rambam. The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah says, one second, if a person missed Shachris and now is Safek if his palo mencha, so according to the Rambam, he should have to be chozer mispalo misafik. And yet the Gemara says that safik hispalo, at least with Lazar, says ain't safik hispalo. So it's a kasha in the Rambam. That's the Ramban's kasha. So it is, of course, how could you go a whole day without davening? But okay, we do want to give such a chassidish answer. So the Tzlach says a more happy answer. He says, well, let's see, what's going on over here? Did you say Shema or not? If you're Mesupik also about Shema, then you have to say Shema again, right? And if you say Shema again, according to the Rambam, what do you do when you say Shema again, Misafik? Say Brachos. Birkas Kriya Shema full of Bakashos. Yashavach, Bakasha, Hada, Im, Birkas Kriya Shema, and you're Vada Yosir Deraisa. And if you're going to say that you said Birkas Kriya Shema, it's also Safik Derabanan. So, okay, so there's no kasha from the Rambam. He saved himself with this, the Chodesh Tekshita yesterday. Anyway, so Rabbi Lazar says Safik Derabanan Lakula, you don't have to daven again. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, Ulevai, Shispal Kol Yom Kulo. So here we have a big machlokas in the Rishonim. What exactly does this mean? Is Rabbi Yochanan saying, well, vay shispalo kol yom kulo, and therefore you're chayav lispalo, despite it being a suffix, a derabbanan? Or no, vay shispalo kol yom kulo, and therefore if you want to be, you should do it. Maybe it's a proper to do it. And based off of how you understand Rabbi Yochanan, so you would understand Rabbi Lazar. That's assuming they don't argue. Some Rishonim say, that's assuming they do argue. Some Rishonim say they don't argue. We'll get that in a minute. Now, the Gemara Lamais is very, very cryptic, because we don't actually know at all what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. All he says is Levai Shispal Kol Yom Kulo. So it seems that Batsim, there's two halakim in Rabbi Yochanan. He's saying Levai Shispal Kol Yom Kulo, which at least according to many Rishonim means this is a reference to the concept of Tzil Sadava. There's a concept, a possibility of being Mispal the whole day. And there might be certain restrictions. For example, maybe need to be Mechadish Davar, as the Gemara is going to say later on. But somehow or another, from the statement of Ulevai Shispal Kol Yom Kulo, which is a statement about Tfilas Nedava, then we could extrapolate that B'makom Safik Tfila, either you may, you should, or you must daven B'makom Safik. That's the simple reading. Again, this is debated, as we'll see. It's a very confusing Gemara, because there are like 15 different shitos and different questions, and then you have to cheshbon what each shito would say about the other question. If you look at Rashi and Tosfos, they both tell you, you know what, it's possible to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and also to paskin like Rabbi Amar Shmuel, who says that if a person started davening, maybe halfway through they remembered, oh, I already davened, they should stop a filo b'emtza bracha. You can paskin like both. Now, that could mean two things. It could mean that they agree with each other, or the way some Rishonim understand Rashi and Tosfos is they're saying that Rav Yochanan himself wouldn't agree to that, because Ulevai Shispal Yom Kulo, so you could actually, according to Rav Yochanan, finish the bracha or finish the Shmona Esrei, but we could paskin a pshara. We could paskin like Rav Yochanan b'safek and Rav Yudam Shmuel b'vadai. But Rav Yochanan himself would hold that you could daven the whole day without any restrictions. He doesn't require chiddush. He doesn't require even this distinction between hischa l'tars chova, hischa l'tars rishos. Or no, again, other Rishonim say, no, there's no machlokas at all between Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, they totally agree with each other. Talking about two different cases. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel is talking about Hezchel Toras Chova, and then he must stop in the middle. Even though there is this concept of Tfilas Nedava, you can't switch in the middle. And Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a case where it Hezchel B'Toras, either it's Hezchel B'Toras Nedava or Hezchel B'Toras Safek. And again, further, we have another debate, which is, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, what could be if you're Mechadesh in the middle? Could you, when he says, Yafsek Be'emtza Bracha, does that mean it's too late? Or does he mean, if you don't have anything to be Mechadesh, but if you want to either transform the whole thing into a Tzilas Dava, or, some Rishonim say, transform it Mikanu Laba into Tzilas Nedava, then you could do that as well. So, this is why this is so confusing. Now, the Rashba quotes a Gaon who says that you need to be Masna. In other words, even though Rabbi Yochanan says Vaishas Balkoyam Kulo, which sounds like, oh, that's good enough. No, you should be Masna. In other words, you say, if I damage one Esri already, so then it's a Tfilas Nedava. And if not, it's a Tfilas Chova. In other words, what is this Gaon saying? And we'll see in a moment whether we pass on like this Gaon. It's a very big nafkamina. Saying that Rabbi Yochanan said again this concept of Tzvilas Nedava. But he agrees to the things that we say later on, that a Tzvilas Nedava is only true when you're Miskavim Nedava. And you need to be Machadish Dava. And so over here, Rabbi Yochanan, since there's this concept of Tzvilas Nedava, then there's an Eitzah by Safik Isfalo. You could now daven again, betara safek nedava, and you're going to be masna, and either you would need to be mechadish davar, or here you don't need to be mechadish davar, because in chedish gadol mizah, because by definition, since you're not sure if you davened already, this is a chedish, but fundamentally you need a chedish davar. So is that Tzibshad and Rabbi Yochanan, or again, the other Rishonim seem to be saying no. Since Rabbi Yochanan holds this concept of a tfilas nedava, then here you could do it. It's not a tfilas nedava. And here, too, we have a further question. What's the pshat? The pshat is, I'm just mispalel, and all tefillos are the same. Or, no. Since there's this possibility, I could do it. Is it a makeup? Do you need to be machavin for it? There's another very interesting machlokas. Ritva and Rabbi Yona both seem to assume a very interesting idea, though, which is that maybe Rabbi Yochanan is not actually disagreeing with Rabbi Lazar at all. He's just Mosef al Dvarav. And that's why he doesn't say what he says, right? He says, Ulvaishas Balkol Yom Kulo. He doesn't say Chayev. He doesn't say Mutter. He doesn't say Rishas. Lukule Alma, you could be Mispalel, Atilas Nadav, and why not? Rebbe Lazar holds of that. In other words, as opposed to the other Rishonim, who try to go ahead and say, well, we'll figure out what Rebbe Lazar holds based off of what Rebbe Yochanan holds, or the reverse. So if Rebbe Yochanan says, you may make a Tzilas Nedava, then it must be Rabbi Lazar saying you can't. And if Rabbi Yochanan is saying you must, then presumably Rabbi Lazar is saying you may. Or, third option, that they Ritva, that they say the same thing. Rabbi Yonah also assumes, Rabbi Yonah, that according to Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you don't need a Chiddush. And we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Malkum Safik, I guess, as we said, as opposed to other Rishonim. Now, there's a very interesting Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah writes, in Perek Gimel Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Yud, let's say you were not mispal tashlumin. So we know the halacha is, we paskin, that you could only make it up the next tefillah. So if I missed Shacharis, I could daven two minchas, right? Let's say I missed it. I either davened one mincha or I didn't daven any minchas. Now it's time for Ma'ariv. It's too late for Falun. I can't make up for Shacharis anymore, right? Says the Kesef Mishnah. But even though that's true, but you could make and you should make a Tzilas Nedava, even though there's no Tashlum. Now, what is he talking about? What is this? Why does it help? What are you Marviach? No, that's true. I'm making a Tzilas Nedava. I could also make a Tzilas Nedava every day of the week. But he's only saying you should do this because you missed Shacharis, and now it's holding by Ma'ariv. So perhaps the Kesef Mishnah is understanding that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. When Rabbi Yochanan says, Levi Shispal Kol Yom Kulo, so again, you could ask, Asma, so you could be Mispal Kol Yom Kulo. So what does that have to do with anything? So he's understanding, therefore you should be Mispal now. Even if something to Rabbanan, who? Not Bitaris makeup. And not even Bitaris with a Tanai. It's just that I might be missing a tefillah, so I should make a tefillah nedava. I'm missing a tefillah. And the same thing is true, even if I missed, tefillah last week, and I never did a tashlumin. Let me do it now. Because that's the ikar chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. If you look at the Rambam, in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin, he writes very interesting tzach. He says, the halacha is, as we know, from Yudam Shmuel, that if I went ahead and I started off as a tefillah schova, at least this is the way the Rif and the way we pass and the way the Rambam learns, I'd start off as a tefillah schova, and I remember, I davened mincha already, I'm davening a second time, so posek be'emtza bracha. Good. Says the Rambam, that only applies to shachos and mincha, not Ma'ariv. Why not? What's the difference? Because Ma'ariv is always rishus. If you look over there, the Kesef Mishnah says this is not Nachas Ruach. It's a little bit of a joke.
The Ravid,
sorry. Yeah. So what's the Kesef Mishnah arguing on? So what's the Ravid arguing on? So the Kesef Mishnah explains that he's saying that, what do you mean, Kiblolav Kechova? So what did Rambam think? In other words, you're right. Nowadays, Ma'ariv is obligatory. It's not optional. So it should be different than Shachar Simcha. The Rambam holds like this, and here we're going to see in a moment that this is a central debate in the Rishonim on this sugya, a very gishmak point. The Rambam holds that Tfilos Kineged Karbanos Tiknum in a very literal way. Shachris is Kineged Tavishal Shachar, Mincha is Kineged Tamishal Mincha. What's Ma'ariv Kineged? Haktars Chalam Beivarim. And since Haktars Chalam Beivarim are rishos, meaning to say that if they had left over fats and limbs that were not niktar during the day, they would do them at night. But that's not an obligation. If all the Haktara from the daytime Karbanos was completed during the day, there could be nothing at night. So Ma'ariv is rishos. Now let's say Kiblu Alav Kechova. So it's 100% obligatory, but it's still keneged the avodas hamikdash of night, which is an avodas hamikdash of rishus. The reason why for this halacha, according to the Rambam, is not because shachris and mincha are mandatory and ma'ariv is optional. It's because shachris and mincha are keneged a mandatory karban, and ma'ariv is not. So even once ma'ariv becomes obligatory, it's still keneged a karban shel rishus. So there's nothing wrong with switching it in the middle and being bimamshech. And again, in a moment, it could be that the Ravid holds. No, the Ravid says that when we go ahead and we say tfilas keneged karbanos tiknum, it's not that literal in the sense that it's not shachris is tamid shel shachar and myri is haktar seimurim. No. They were motivated. This was an idea, a concept. It was rooted in this idea, but it's not it. Now, we're going to see a number of nafkaminas like this. First of all, on that child, once we're at it, how do we paskin? So the Magen Avraham is Medayek from the Shulchan Aruch that the paskin is like the Ravid, that there's no difference between Ma'ariv and Mincha and Shacharis because the Shulchan Aruch is so same. Okay, another interesting place where you see this, we'll see a bunch more. The Abu Draham, quoted by the Beis Yosef in Siman Kof Zayin, says, I have a kasha. Tfilas Nedava B'Shabbos is, we'll see. I guess I'm going out of order. Let's take a step back. There's a big machlokas Rishonim, whether or not you could have a Tfilas Nedava on Shabbos. Why is it a shaila? So it's a shaila because Shabbos, there's no such thing as a karban nedava. Okay, so what? So the answer is that does that, what does that tell me in terms of Karban Nedava? What does that tell me in terms of Karban Bana? What does that teach me? What does that teach me? So here we have a very interesting idea. This idea that you can't have a Karban Tefilas Nedav on Shabbos comes from a Gaon Echad. The Rambam quotes it as well. There's a debate whether the Rif holds it or not. And along similar lines, the Rif says that you can't have a Musaf Shel Nedava because Musaf is not brought as a Karban. Good. So, and moreover, the seer, even though the particular, most of the animals brought in the Karban Musaf, well, the Musaf on Shabbos, those animals could be brought as a Nedava, but there's no such thing as a Karban Nedava on Shabbos. What about on Rosh Chodesh? Could you make a Tefilas Nedava of Musaf? So there, even though you could bring a Karban Nedava on Rosh Chodesh, but the seer Chatas cannot be brought as a Nedava. Fine. So that's the opinion for those who say that you can't do it. What about those who say that you can do it? So they hold, not this way. They hold that it's not mamish. A Karban Nedava, sorry, Tefilas Nedava isn't keneged Karban Nedava, such that just because you can't bring a Karban Nedava on Shabbos, you can't bring a tefillah, say a tefillah nedava on Shabbos. No. The connection between tefillahs and karbanos, again, is one that it's motivated by it, it's rooted in it, it's alluded to it, but it's not mamish connectum. Whereas those who say no, that if you can't say bring a karban nedava on Shabbos, so then you can't say a tefillas nedava on Shabbos, or if you can't bring a Karban Musaf Nedava, so you can't say a tefillas Musaf Nedava, are saying that when we say tefillas keneged karbanos, it's very literal. So you need a parallel Karban that could actually be brought. And therefore, if there's such a thing as a Karban Nedava on that day, then there could be a tefillas Nedava that day. And if not, then not. And that could be what they're arguing about. Now, it's interesting, very interesting question. Very interesting question. So, well, before we get to the interesting question, so the Abu Draham asks like this. He says, why in the world, he says, I don't understand the svaros of those who say you can't have a tefillas nedava on Shabbos. The only reason why you can't bring a Karban Nedava on Shabbos is because of Malacha. It's not Malacha on Tefillah, right? But the answer is very simple. The answer is that approach, those who say you can't bring a Karban Nedava on Shabbos, it's because, I mean, the Tefillas Nedava on Shabbos are saying that when we say Tefillos Keneged Karbanos Tiknu, that doesn't just mean this, you know, in some loose type of way. It means that the Tefillah has to be Mamish Keneged a Karban. And therefore, if there's no Karban Nedava, there can't be a Karban. There can't be that type of Karban. Now, it's interesting, because if you look at the Magen Avraham, he asks, why do we need to come on to the fact that you can't have a Musaf Nedava because there is no such thing as a Musaf Nedava, either because of the Seir Chatas or because Shabbos? Just say it's because of the Lashon in the Tefillah. We say Musafim Kil Chasam, and we say all those things. So interesting? Like why was only the Magen Avraham bothered by this, right? And the answer is that because the problem, those who oppose it are only, you know, is because of the fundamental reason. And those who allow it are saying that it's true, you mention that, you know, we used to bring this Karban on today and we should halavai bring it soon. But fundamentally, it's still not a carbon musaf when we're mispalel. So you'll mention it. What's wrong with saying it? What's wrong with saying, and we'll bring these carbonos someday in the future? We used to bring this. That's not, those words don't define the tefillah. Yeah, we have extra tefillah on Shabbos because they had an extra carbon musaf. But that doesn't mean the musaf is the carbon. Fine. Now, what's the halacha in the following shaila, following case? What would the halacha be if I am unsure if I davened on Shabbos? Unsure if I davened on Shabbos. So this actually gets to this very question. How do you understand Rabbi Yochanan? Or at least the way we paskin. You see, if you think that the pshat, and at this point that the Beis Yosef basically thinks is the machlokas rishonim, if you think that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that b'makom safek tfila safek is palel, then what's the din? You should say a tfilas nedava. And you think we paskin that there's no tfilas nedava on Shabbos, which in fact is the way we paskin. So then, makom safek is palel b'Shabbos, you can't daven, right? Whereas if that's not what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, if you think Rabbi Yochanan is saying that there's this concept, even if he's referring to tefillas nedava, but this isn't a tefillas nedava, right? It's a tefillah b'makom safek. That's why you don't need to be machadish davar, for example. So then you would go ahead and you could say it even on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Hay, writes that the Achronim discussed this, and since he's unsure what to do, I would say that actually interesting, the Pashup Shad in the Shulchan Aruch is that you should daven again, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say otherwise. But because you could make a strong case that at least half the Rishonim, I don't know half exactly, but many Rishonim hold that it is a, certainly the Rashba would say this, but even the Rif could agree, that it's premised on the idea that tefilas nedava. And even if you hold, you don't need to be mechadesh davar, that's only because ein mechadesh gadol mizeh. But it's still rooted in the concept of tefilas nedava. Again, this machlokus between the Rif and the Gaonim. So then you really shouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's hard to know how to paskin, so you should avoid it. You should try to be the shat. That way, that's the solution for Shabbos. L'maisa, the Beis Yosef writes that if safek is palel, you should try to be mechadesh davar. It's just again, he the way he presents it is it's a safek. Everybody, right? I'll say it the other way. Sort of say, I said before, it's the pashtus, the mechaber thinks you should do it, right? The problem is the presentation in the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef says, you know, he quotes this machlokes, and he says, but really there's no nafka mina anyway, because either we say that b'makom safek hispalel, you don't need to be mechadesh davar when you're chozer mispalel, according to Rabbi Yochanan, or we say you do need to be mosif davar, but you automatically are, because in l'chachadish gadol mizeh. So he writes that this is a very fascinating big machlokes we've shown him, but there's no nafka mina. Because either you need to be mechadesh and you are mechadesh by definition, or you don't need to be mechadesh. That's the way the Beis Yosef presents it. Well, l'chayra, there's a tremendous nafkamina on Shabbos, right? Between these two views. Again, what's interesting is that even though that should be a nafkamina, and as the Mishnah Berurah notes, the Achronim say it is a nafkamina, the Beis Yosef, for some reason, didn't seem to see it as a nafkamina, because A, he said there's no nafkamina ladina, and B, he doesn't tell you what to do about Shabbos, but he implies that you would have this halach on Shabbos. So it's a bit tricky in terms of that question. Fine. So b'kitzer, we have three approaches to this. Again, according to the Rif, he really takes this approach of b'makom karbanos very seriously, right? that a tefilas nedav is b'makom karban. Every tefilas to be connected to karban, and a tefilas nedav has to be b'makom karban nedava. And that's why if this would be a situation where you couldn't bring a karban nedava, then you can't be mispalo. According to Rav Haigo, no. Even though they were misakein gimel tefilos connected gimel karbanos, it's not really b'makom karban. So you could be misnadev on Musaf, you could be misnadev on Shabbos, all these things, because it's not mamish connected. And then we have Rabbeinu Yonah, who says there's a chiluch between tefilah Shemona Esrei, which is Ikar Rachamim, and tefilah Shavach, Shabbos, or tefilah Sheva, I should say, which is Ikar Shavach. Even though there's a little bakasha in tefilah Sheva, right? On Shabbos we have Tarli Bein Alavdecha B'Yemes, and on Rosh Chodesh, we ask for all these wonderful things. But Be'etzem, every tefillah sheva is shevach, well, with a little bakasha mixed in, but fundamentally it's shevach. It's not, it's ikaro shevach. And therefore, that's the reason why you can't be misnadev on Shabbos, right? So he has a new reason why you can't be misnadev on Shabbos. Again, let's go back. I'm sorry I'm being so confusing and disorganized today. We have this question of, can you be misnadev on Shabbos? The Rif says no, because tefillah sedava is connected. Karban nedava, there's no karban nedava. We have the gonim that say yes, because it's not really al shem karban nedava. And then we have Rabbeinu Yonah, who says, I agree with the Geonim that it doesn't have to be connected karban, but I agree with the psak of the Rif, but the lomi time, eh? Because tfilas nedava is like the Gemara says, halavaisha yispal kol yom kulo, it's because it's rachmein in who? And a tefillah Shabbos is not like rachmein. I could ask, I'm Rabbeinu Yonah, I don't understand. But you could be misnadev a karban that's shevach, right? Like a karbanola, or karban shlamim, or whatever it is. I want to bring a karban to be meshabach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're allowed to do that. Why can't I make a tefillah that's nedava that's shevach? So the answer, I think, is like this, right? Everybody hear the kasha I'm asking? Rabbeinu Yonah says like this. Rabbeinu Yonah says that, why can't you be misnadev on Shabbos, Chilstav on Shabbos, nothing to do with Karbanos? It's because what Shmona Esrei would you say if you did a Shmona Esrei Shal Nadav on Shabbos? The Shabbos Dikah Shmona Esrei. Shabbos Dikah Shmona Esreis don't have any Bakashos in them. Or it's not Iker Bakasha. It's not Rachmeninu. And the concept of the Tfilas Nadavah is Rachmen. So why can't you make a voluntary Rachamim Dikah Tfilah? I mean, say a voluntary Shevach Dikah Tfilah. Right? Why? The Rabbeinu Yonah takes for granted that can't be. But why not? He doesn't explain. So I thought the answer is based off of a beautiful idea in the Ritva over here. The Ritva asks, the Ritva understands that the machlokus between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan is whether or not a tefillah shevach is mutter or not. Rabbi Yochanan says you may not make, I mean, tefillah sedava. Rabbi Yochanan says you may not make a tefillah sedava, and therefore, suffix spal, suffix less spal, is nothing to do, because suffix rabban makula, there's no option of a tefillah sedava. And Rabbi Yochanan says, al vayish spal koyam kula, there is such a thing as a tefillah sedava. So the Rif asks, why does Rabbi Yochanan say there's no such thing as a tefillas nedava? What's why not? Why not? So he says, because not derech kavod to just go and ask Hashem for whatever you want all the time, right? You know, there's three times the halacha was koveya that you daven, and then derech kavod, like, you know, every time you want something to just say Shmon Asrei. Come on, that's not very, very appropriate. And what does Rabbi Yochanan say? No, levai shispal kol yom kula. Oh. So what exactly is the machlokas? So the pshat is like this. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, you know what? Rachman, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what can we do? Yeah, it's maybe it's not so derech kavod, but we need him. We have this bakasha. We have this new thing that came on in our life. If you learn like the Rush's view of Chiddush Davar, a new bakasha. Even if you don't learn like that, you realize how much you need something, right? Why would a normal person ever make a tefillas nedava? Because they feel desperate. They need something. We need something so bad that we're going to barge into the king's room, shalok kedas, shalok ace, doesn't matter, right? So now Rabbeinu Yonah makes so much sense, right? Mashallah Madav or Domat, right? Is it right for an employee to barge into the CEO's office without making an appointment? Well, it depends. If there's an emergency, then yes. If the employee is just coming to like say, thank you very much, I really appreciate working here, so you should make an appointment. You shouldn't barge in. So the same thing, that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, there's no such thing as a tefillah nedava that's a tefillah of shevach, by definition, because a tefillah nedava is only appropriate if you're desperate. Because otherwise it's lav derech kavod. So if it's just shevach, then there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a tefillah nedava that's shevach. So you can't make a tefillah nedava of musaf, and you can't make a tefillah nedava on Shabbos. Because musaf is shevach, Shabbos is tefillah shevach. But during the chol, rachmeinu, you need it. So then we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, and you're allowed to do it. Oh. And that's sort of what the Ravid says. The Ravid writes in Perak Aleph Halacha Yud in Hilchos Tefillah, he says like this. He says, why is it, you know, I have a question. You go ahead and you make a hadamah on your first potato chip. You say, this is so delicious. I have such a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Karsa Tavra Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me potato chips. I'm going to make Hadama on the second potato chip. So what do we say about that? We say it's Baruch Hu Vatala. So why is it that you can make a Tzilas Nadava? What's the difference? So that's what the Rabbi is saying. That's the difference. That when it comes to Rachmei, then if you need it, you could do it. When it comes to just Hoda, then it's a Baruch Shem Tzricha. So to go ahead and do a Tzilas Nadava on Shabbos is like Yoda V'yachs V'yoda. That's a Baruch Hu Vatala. It's only, we only have this idea of Tzilas Nedava because of Rachmein. And this works very beautifully. Just one last point with the idea of the Rav that the Moshe mentioned a couple of days ago of tefillah, you needing a matir for a tefillah, because really the whole notion of tefillah is very problematic, asking Hashem what we need. So it's mutter b'makom tzorach. B'makom she'en lakat tzorach. It's not mutter. Yes.
It's also the whole concern about Sheva, say, about Mishnah.
You could certainly add that point in. But, you know, even that on its own, I could say, all right, but I'll just, you know, you're a lot of Shabbos, it's a kulo Shabbach, and I say it, so why can't I say it a second time? So you're saying that's also like Mosef Shabbach. Yeah, 100%. In other words, Shabbach, if not for the fact that we have to say it, otherwise, like the Rambam quotes from the Tillim, l'chadumiyat hilah, the greatest praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, silence. Because anytime we open up our mouth, we're really saying less, not more. Good? Agreed. So the Rambam writes in Perk Aleph, halacha tes, that you have to be mosif bakasha. It's very interesting to Rambam. That really says you should be mosif a bakasha, right? We know that for tefillas nedava, you have to be mechadish tava. What does mechadish tava mean? Says the Rambam, it means every single one of the brachos, you have to be mechadish in that bracha. In other words, if I'm not mechadish in the tekah b'shofar, then I can't say tefillas nedava.
Only no problem.
Yeah, by definition, right? Because that's exactly like we're saying. There's no, you don't have to be mechadish, not only you don't have to be mechadish, probably it's also to be mechadish in the first three and the last three. That brings up to the questions of the Hosafos during the Seri Simei Tshuva, which is another discussion. Anyway, so that's what he says. But then he says, so how did he know that? How did the Rambam know we have to do it every single bakasha? So the Gra says, the Makor of the Rambam is that because the Gemara keeps on saying, if you're able to be Mechadish Davar, then you could say Tzilas Davar. Who can't be Mechadish Davar? Right? Come on. It's not so hard. So the Rambam thought, no, it must mean Mechadish Davar means a new bakash in every single bracha. That's taka very, very hard. Right? And that's what it means. Yachol Mechadish Davar. The Rush also had that problem. The Rush has a different answer based off of that, which is that it means, Mechadish Davar means a bakasha that arises from a need that didn't exist the last time I davened. That's also why it's in Yachol Mechadish Davar, it's not hard. But there are issues with the Magen Avraham's answer, with the Rush's answer, as the Magen Avraham points out. So that's why the Rambam got to his idea. But then,
Is there a lumpness in the Rambam? Like why that would be necessary? Usually it's not considered this and that otherwise?
Well, why do you need Mechadish Davar anyway? I mean, let's go back to the basic question. Why is it that you don't say Tzilas Nedava and Yachol Mechadish Davar? answer is, because otherwise, why are you doing this? So the Rambam, why are you saying this bracha? If there's nothing new in this bracha, there's nothing new in this bracha, so don't say it. And you can't not say it. I mean, you can't just omit a bracha because that's not a Shemoneh Esrei. So you have to be Mechadish in everything.
And then why the first thing last year, don't you have to
be So partially, I think the impression you get from that is the Shemoneh Esrei, at least of Rachme, of the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, is the middle. Except that you have to be Poseach B'Shavach before you get to it. You say that, and you have to Messiah and Boda. But the tefillah is the bakasha, and the proper way to be mevakesh is with a preamble and a postamble. Moshe's going to tell me postamble isn't a word. But anyway. So I think that's what it sounds like. But then Rama says, you know what? It's good enough if you're just a mosif in one bracha, because with that, you show that this is a tefillas nedaba, and that's really all you need. It's a very interesting Rambam, because then you don't need this, right? And you have the same issue in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch does this whole thing. Different theories, but nothing very good to explain exactly this Rambam. If somebody has a mahalas, they could share it. Now you see Agav something interesting, which is, if you look back at that Ritva that I was just quoting, the Ritva says that why do we see that? The Ritva Lachor doesn't hold of the Mahach, the Rambam, that Be'etzem, you need Shavach as part of it. Remember. Okay. Fine. Now, okay, we're running out of time. So I'll make one more point on Tfilas Nedava and the like, a couple more small points, and then we'll go to the Shabbos issue of Tfilas Shabbos, Tfilas Chol B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says that a yachid b'tzibor kiman de'lo espalo dami. The Gemara said that in Mitzri Chusa, and therefore you would have thought you don't need to be mechadish tavar. Kavash only you'll still be the mechadish tavar. So maybe it sounds a little bit like you have tefillah b'tzibor even if you already daven. There's still this mile of tefillah b'tzibor. There's even though it's a tefillah nedava, but you have, why would you do it? Because now you've got tefillah b'tzibor. And even though you're saying a tefillah nedava and everybody else is saying a tefillah chova, you still have the mile of tefillah b'tzibor, even though what you're doing isn't really the same thing as everybody else. So I thought maybe there's a raya to the shaila that the post can talk about. You have tefillah b'tzibor if you're saying a different tefillah than everybody else. Like let's say you go to Breuer's and they're davening the mincha after shkia and you want to daven ma'ariv. So do you have tefillah b'tzibor? Or in Satmar, the Milo, you could do it even, after Seisik Ochavim, Vaday. You still daven mincha. Okay, good. So now okay, you're going to daven the wrong thing. Is that tefillah b'tzibor? So maybe according to this, you see that it is. Because we're saying, even though for you it's tefillah daven, for them it's tefillah chova, it's still tefillah b'tzibor. So for you it's Ma'ariv, for them it's mincha. It's still tefillah b'tzibor. I don't know. Okay, so first of all, I should point out that when I say the Shulchan Aruch quoting some of the Rishonim, it's in the Torah also, say that a person should never be mispalel at Tfilas Nedava normally, unless they are confident that they'll have to have kavana from beginning to end. That's what the Gaonim say. Yes, it's true that we daven anyway when we have to, even though we might not have that confidence. But for tefillah that you don't need to daven, then you shouldn't do that. There's a question how far you take that. The Chai Adam says, well, since that's true, then nowadays, even the suffix is palo, suffix was palo, you shouldn't say it feels nedava. Not it feels, you shouldn't be chosem is palo. Because now, what's the Chai Adam assuming? Chai Adam is assuming that we fully accept the mahalich of the Rashba and those Rishonim who say that Rabbi Yochanan was saying, make a tefillas nedava b'makom safek. And therefore, we're going to say, well, since we can't make a tefillas nedava, then we shouldn't do this anymore. Moreover, I think he's also assuming that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't saying you must daven, but you may, because you can make a tefillas nedava. But if you hold that you must daven now, based off of the concept of tefillas nedava, so then I think the Chayyadim would surely assume that that would apply nowadays, right? We daven mincha, even though I can't be sure that I'm going to have kavana from beginning to end, because it's a chiyuv. So the Chayyadim is assuming, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan isn't saying you must. Rabbi Yochanan is saying there's a concept of tefillas nedava, so you may or you should. So that's if it's appropriate for me to daven tefillas nedava. But if it's inappropriate for me to daven tefillas nedava, why? Because I don't know if I'm going to be able to, I'm not confident I'm going to have kavana from beginning to end. So then Rabbi Yochanan's rule doesn't apply anymore. Or Rabbi Yochanan isn't relevant anymore. The Mishnah Berurah says maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe you see from the fact that Adarabba, you know, the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef, they all paskin that Safek is Paul, Safek is Paul, Al Yachsav is Paul, even though they also paskin this idea from the government that you should only make a Tefillas Nedava if you could do it all the way through. So must be that they don't hold like the Chayyadim. In other words, otherwise they should, you know, they should make that point that if you're not so confident, then you shouldn't do it. And that could be because either one of those two assumptions in the Chayyadim is not fully accepted. Either you think that Rabbi Yochanan's the tefillah you make the Makom Safek isn't a full-fledged tefillah sedaba, or alternatively, you think that this is actually a chova, in which case, presumably the possibility that you're not going to have kavan in part of the tefillah isn't a reason not to be mispal in the first place. Okay. There's an interesting shayla, big, very fascinating discussion. We don't really have time to go into it, but just an interesting point briefly. So the Rishonim, the Baal HaMor and other Rishonim ask on the Rif. The Rif says there's no such thing as a tefillas nedava. Why? Oh, sorry. There's no such thing as a tefillas nedava shel tzibur because there's no such thing as a karban nedava shel tzibur. So they ask, what about olas ketz mizbeach? So what does that mean? That means that if there were if there weren't karbanos being brought, let's say during the day, and the mizbeach was empty, so they would take from the shkalim and they would bring olos, which are basically voluntarily olos, but they were karbanos tibor. They were coming from the maus from the machzis hashakel. So that's the kasha. So the Mochamos answered that ein misnadvin l'chatchila elami moser shkalim. In other words, that's not a brand new karban. That's from the stuff that you had left over. And even if you were to do such a thing, so it wouldn't be a karban sibor. Well, this is what I should say this way. It would be a karban of shutfin. What does that mean? In other words, there's a nafkamina between a karban sibor and a karban shutfin. For example, whether there's smicha or not. Let's say all of Klal Yisrael got together and they said, let's all, you know, Hashem saved us, Baruch Hashem, Yeshua, let's bring a voluntary karban. And they collected money from every single person in Israel and they all got together to bring a karban. Would that be a karban tzibur? It's everybody. So the Ramban says, no, that'll be the Malchamos. That will be a karban of shutfin. And nafkamina, for example, is that there would be smicha. All the Israel should do smicha. But you couldn't, it doesn't have a shame karban sibor. So either it's just ketzem zbeach, or it's a karban shutfin. So you don't have a kasha. There's no such thing, there's no equivalency to a karban sibor nedava, right? So therefore, let's say, so if you look at the Ramban in Vayikra, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, otherwise known as Pasuk Beis. So he says like this. He quotes Rashi. Rashi says, quotes the Chazal, Takrivu is Shnayim Misnadvin. Karban Chem is Nidvas Tzibor. So now what does the Chazal mean when they say Nidvas Tzibor? So Rashi says that means Olas Ketz Mizbeach, right? Who's that like? The Mochamos. But then the Ramban says, I'll tell you a different shot. I'll tell you, I think there is such a thing as an Midrash Tzibor. I think if all of Klal Yisrael get together and they bring a carbon, or maybe even both Klal Yisrael get together and bring a carbon, you know what's going to be? That's going to be a carbon Tzibor. No smicha. Ha. So now what's the kasha? No, the Mochamos is defending the Rif. Fine. But the Ramban himself doesn't think that. So now, if the Ramban himself doesn't think that, so what about the kasha? Halacha, is he against it? So the answer is, I think maybe he would say like this. He'd say, no, it's true, it has a shame carbon Tzibor. Everybody gets together and brings it. But let's say a shul gets together and say, you know what, we're going to go ahead and we're going to make a tefillah Tzibor, right? That's yechidim. That's 20 people, 100 people, 200 people, 500 people. It's not Rov Yisrael. So it doesn't have the halachos of a tefillah Tzibor. For example, there's not going to be chazar sashats. There'll be a bunch of, it's like a carbon shutfin. So it's everybody saying a tefillah Tzidava, but it's still not enough to make it a tefillah Tzibor unless it's all of Klal Yisrael or maybe Rov Klal Yisrael.
Why don't you say one shot, and you never have a tefillah Tzibor unless it's Rov Klal
Yisrael? No, because that's Keneged Oila. In other words, we can't create that. Here, Chazal said, Shachris, even when it's Bechidus, is Keneged a carbon Tzibor. So either you have Shachris, right, which you do Chazar Sashatz, or you have a carbon Nedava, which even if you have 10 people doing it, it's still, it's a bunch of Yechidim davening at Tefillah Nedava at the same time. Now, it's interesting. Okay, there's a Rinyon about that. Beis Yosef thinks that the answer to this kasha is that, come on, the whole thing is just so the Mizbeach won't be batel. That was not very likely, and that's what the Rif means. Like, you know, how often did they need Olas Ketz Mizbeach? So that's not Matzah. That's a Beis Yosef's answer. And he says, according to that, it makes sense that even if it's Shaykh Nidvas Tzibor, it's still not going to be Shchiach. Then he quotes Maria Abuav, who gives a different answer, that it's only when the Mizbeach is batel, not when they wanted to bring it stam. So since it's like a cleanup, that's why you can't have a carbon and the davar like that. All right, there's a lot more in that, but for now, I was really hoping to talk about Shabbos. But there's not so much time to talk about Shabbos. Okay, I'll make a ha'ara, small ha'ara. So the it says in Avos, Parag Gimel Mishnah Yodachas, that you shouldn't make your tefillah kabbat, should be tachanunim. If you look at the lashon of the Rif over here, and the Torah over here, they say, im yachal l'chadesh davar, she tefillah so tachanunim, then you should be misfalol at tefillah the davar. And if not, then you shouldn't. In other words, what are they saying? That tachanunim means to be mischadesh davar. And in fact, this is actually one of the opinions in the Amoraim. It's the opinion, I think, of Rab and Rav Yosef. The Gemara in Chaf Ches Amud Beis, the Mishnah says over there, ha'oset filaso keva ein filaso tachanunim. So what does that mean? Ein filaso tachanunim, it's keva. So the first answer in the Gemara is filaso is dona love kemasui. The second answer is Eino Omer Tfilas of Lashon Tachanunim. The third answer is Rabban Rav Yosef, and they say Kol Shel Eino Machadish Badavar Mitfilaso. So you see there too that Chiddush Davar is Tachanunim. So the Magen Avraham asks, one second, but if you look over there, the Gemara says, Reb Zeira says, I could be Machadish Davar, but I don't, because I'm afraid I'm going to be a Mebulbal, right? If you try to be Machadish Davar. So the Magen Avraham actually asked this as a kasha on the rush. Why? Because you see that how did the Gemara understand Machadish Badavar? It doesn't mean like a new need. It means Tosaf Es Tefila. And that's he's saying, I could be Machadish Davar, I could be Mosef onto my Tefila, but I'm afraid I'm going to sort of get confused, right? I'll lose my place, especially if you don't have a sitter. So that's his kasha on the rush. So we can answer that like this. Really, and anyway, I think you're going to want to say this for the Rif and the Torah. What are the Rif and the Torah saying? Are they like being so same like Rab and Rav Yosef? No. The pshat is that tachanunim means, I think Ravoldi writes this in Ali Shur, that every tefillah has to be new. If your mincha is exactly the same as your shachris, then it's not tachanunim. That's what kappa is. Kappa is I'm just doing the same thing again. Again and again, you do the same thing every time. That's Keva, right? So why are you doing it again? There's nothing new. You're doing it again because you have to. As opposed to, what should tefillah be? It should be chiddush davar. It shouldn't be the same. Now, it might be that in a tefillah nedava, we have more formal requirements of what tachanunim is, meaning to say, you actually have to say something new that you didn't say before, or according to the Rush, it has to be even a request that didn't exist before. But the concept that a tachanunim means, that this is not just the same thing again and again and again, and that's codified in a more formal way when it comes to tefillos nedava. But even every time, really, our tefillos should be tachanunim, meaning to say, it should have new things. Agav, I'll just make ha'ara. B'chor, the Rambam on that Gemara thought, maybe not like the Rif. The Rambam over there, because when he says ketadiyah kavana, he writes, right, what is kavana in Perek Dalet, halacha tesvav? Yispalel benachas uvetachanunim. Velo yasest filaso kamish ayanas no se masui. Now, see, he accepts the first two answers of the Gemara, not the third answer of the Gemara. Right? And it's meduyak, because over here, when he says you have to be mosif davar, he doesn't say anything about tachanunim, because he thinks we don't accept Rav Yosef's answer, as opposed to the Rif, that says we do accept Rav Yosef's answer. Normally, it might be something you'd want to avoid, but it's necessary when you have it's necessary in a formal sense when you have tefilas nedava, and in a regular sense, at least the idea of it. The Gra says, what does tachanunim mean, and what's the pshat Rav Yosef? And that also fits very beautifully with what we're saying. He says that, what does tachanunim mean? That you're masig the chisaron that you have now. In other words, you appreciate your neediness, your dependency. And that has to be, again, new each time, as opposed to just the same as before. Okay, so I was hoping to talk about the question, the next subya. So I'm just going to bring up a ha'ara. I guess very, 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 very big kitzer. Very big kitzer. So the Gemara said that if a person started, let's say, atachonin on Shabbos, they should finish. Why? Because really, you could say the whole brach on Shabbos, but it's not derech kavod. Shabbos, it's not right. Fine. So, but if you started already, we tell you to finish. There's a very big machlokas, harishonim, whether this would apply for tefillas musaf. Some rishonim say, by tefillas musaf, you're going to be posik b'amtza bracha. Why? Because it's less of a chol. And the Ravid says, no, even on Shabbos, you finish the bracha even on Shabbos. Why? Because actually, even on Shabbos, you should have said all 18 brachos plus musaf. So even on musaf, you should have said all these brachos. And in fact, according to Yerushalmi and Rosh Chodesh, that's even what they did. And therefore, it's shayach even on Shabbos. How do we paskin on that? The Mishnah Berurah says that we, since it's a machlokas, we're going to go ahead and suffic brachos, and we won't finish the bracha that you started by musaf. There's an interesting stira between the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. In the Beis Yosef, he thinks that we should paskin like the Rambam, and in the Shulchan Aruch, he paskins against the Rambam. There's another fascinating sheet of Rav Asher Miluniel, which we won't talk about. Then there's a very interesting idea from the Trumas Hadashin. Trumas Hadashin says, what about if I said the word ata, but I didn't say viter? So he says, you know what? It should depend. Depends on what? It depends on what you were thinking. If the pshat was, I thought it was chol, so I said ata, intending to go on to cholnein, so then I should finish the bracha. But if it just, I knew it was Shabbos, but I was spacing out. So I just said the lashon I'd always say during the week. So then, if you just said ata, since that word is also shachar tefillah Shabbos on Friday night, ata kidashta, mincha ata echad, so then you should just switch over. And then he says, not only that, but even on Shabbos, if you said ata, Shabbos morning, you should also switch over to yismachu or tikanta. Why? Because we'll say that you just meant to do the Friday night tefillah, not a choldeker tefillah. Since that's what it could be. It's true. That's not what you're doing. The reason why you did it is because this is the Shigur Lishna. Of course, you were going to say Chonein if you didn't wake up. But still, it's just you were spacing out. What's the idea? So the idea is that there's this difference between a mistake and just Shigur Lishna. Finally, there are these two categories. The Magen Avraham asked the following shaila. The Magen Avraham asks, but 1 second. It says, or sorry, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'ur Halacha asks, we have in Shavuos that if a person goes ahead, well, I should say this way, I skipped the Magen Avraham. So what about the so if I go ahead according to the Truma Sadashin and I say Ata, but it's going to depend on what I'm thinking, right? If I thought it was Chol and I say Ata, so then I finish. According to the Mechaber, it would be true for all three tefillos. But the Magen Avraham says it's only going to be true for Arvis and Mincha because it's not Nicker in your Dibor. But it's not going to be true for Shachris. Why? So the Magen Avraham says, if you look at the Truma Sedeshin says this depends actually on a Machlokas Rishonim. There's a Machlokas Rishonim. What about if I say the word Baruch and then I realized, oh my goodness, this food isn't what I thought it was, and I need to switch brachos. Do you have to say it again or not? Do you have to go back and say baruch or not? So if you hold that you don't have to say it again, so then what the Magen Avraham makes sense, I mean, what the Truma Sedeshin makes a lot of sense. But if you hold that you do, and that's the way he thinks we paskin, so then you would have to go back. In other words, the Ata thinking that it's chol when it's really Shabbos is an invalid Ata, so you can't add it to Kidashta. So Mimela, you would have to go back, in which case you have to finish the whole bracha. And that's the view of the Magen Avraham. Could be that in a typical situation, that's not usually the case. Usually you don't think that it's like Chol and you're just spacing out, right? So in that case, there's no Machlokas. But the Mishnah Berurah adds there's a third category, right? The Magen Avraham, the Truma Sedeshin had two categories. Number one is Shigur Delishna. Number two is actually think it's Friday. What about if I just say a word different than I meant to? This happened to me once. I was davening and I was actually paying attention to what I was doing and I was looking at the sitter, but I was open to the wrong Shmon Esrei. So I said Ata, and then I see, oh, this is Chol. So I knew it was Shabbos, but I wasn't spacing out. It wasn't Shigur Delishna. I was reading the sitter. So Bekitzer, it's a bigger topic, but Kitzer, the Mishnah Berurah is a suffix about that Shiloh. Because it says in Shavuos that if I say something and I meant something else, it's garnished. If you're nichshal b'lashono, like I meant kisha ochel, but I said shalo ochel, or the reverse. The words that came out of my mouth aren't the words that I meant to say. That's zero. So he's saying, well, if so, what about here? If I say the wrong words, none of the Rishonim, nobody says that topic. So his first answer is, well, Shavuos are different. Shavuos, you need to say what you mean. Otherwise, it's meaningless. Tefillah, Kavanah is a nice thing, but it's still Tefillah without it. And the second answer is no, in Achanami, that any time if Itaka said something different than I wanted to say, so then it would be nothing. And therefore, in that case, it would be nothing, and you would correct yourself. It would be like a zero. So anyway, fine. Maybe we'll talk very briefly about the more fundamental issue of our sugya tomorrow, not the technical part, a very interesting fundamental question, which is, I'll just raise the question now, but we won't talk about it. Our Gemara says that the reason why you say theoretically, you should say Tefillah Chol on Shabbos, but it would be too long, basically. Take forever. So there's no problem with Bakashas on Shabbos. There's a very famous Yerushalmi that says you're not allowed to be misspelled Bakashas on Shabbos. Isn't that against our Gemara? And maybe you'll say, yeah. But then why would we pass on like Yerushalmi? And many of the Rishonim bring down that Yerushalmi, that you're not allowed to say Bakashas on Shabbos. If you don't say Bakashas on Shabbos, then our Gemara doesn't make any sense. In other words, is the Bavli compatible with Yerushalmi? L'chora, there's two different reasons why we say Tefillah Shabbos on Shabbos and not Tefillah Chol on Shabbos. Sounds like from the Bavli because it would take too long. And it sounds like from the Yerushalmi because of Bakashos. Those seem to be at odds. And yet, we seem to pass them like both. So that's the question, which we didn't get to the answer, but now you have time to think about it. Okay. That's not